voice of Burl Ives to the voice of Tony Bennett on the Terry Knight Show. This is All I Ask.
Have you ever heard a happier sound? WJBK.
No, no.
It's in the air all over town. WJBK.
Yeah, yeah.
Spend the day and you'll say it's fun for the family.
Yeah, yeah.
Set your dial and enjoy a smile. Listen to WJBK.
Oh, sweet and lovely. This is WJBK, AM on FM in Detroit.
Go, go, CC. Bye, bye, birdie.
The highest, happiest note entertainment ever hit.
I got a lot of living to do.
And so do you with Ann Margaret. In Columbia Pictures, Bye Bye Birdie, the bigger than big, greater than great, go-go CC entertainment of a lifetime. Starring Janet Leigh, Dick Van Dyke, and Margaret Bobby Rydell.
Bye Bye Birdie.
A Fred Colmar, George Sidney production in Panavision and color.
Boy, that Aunt Margaret, she's a female Bobby Darin. How'd you like to have the first in your, how'd you like to be the first in your gang there, gang, to have the brand new Bobby Rydell Bye Bye Birdie album? Well, it is yours if you can just name the official bird of the state of Michigan. And that's all you got to do, Dad. You just guess Michigan's bird and mail your entry to Birdie, WJBK, Detroit 2. Now, the first 15 correct entries will win the brand new Bobby Rydell Bye Bye Birdie album. So guess the birdie's name and don't forget Bye Bye Birdie is now playing at the Michigan Theater.
Cause now it's Judy's turn to cry, Judy's turn to cry, Judy's turn to cry.
It's Leslie Gore time on the night show.
Cause Johnny's come back to me.
Number three in Detroit, it's Judy's turn to cry.
Oh, and Judy left with Johnny at the party.
It's called Judy's Turn to Cry, a sound for you and me on the Terry Knight Show at 12 before 9.
Heard about QT Quick Tanning Lotion by Coppertone?
You get a quick tan with QT, a double tan, you see.
It tans you anytime,
rain or shine,
when you use
QT. Smooth it on in the evening and tan all night. Deepens your tan when the sun shines bright.
You get a quicker tan, a double tan, when you use
QT.
Yes, you get a double tan with QT, fabulous quick tanning lotion by Coppertone. QT tans you indoors or out, with or without the sun, in just 3 to 5 hours. Gives proven sunburn protection, too. Money back if you don't agree. Your QT double tan is the fastest tan you ever had, and the best.
You get a quicker tan, a double tan, when you use QT.
Okay, swingers, tell them where it's at now.
It's the Radio 15 address. WJBK in Detroit.
Now, when you talk about those address books, you're talking right up my alley.
Oh, by the people and for the people.
Crazy, baby.
Join the 195 Torch Drive services which serve you and your whole community. 40,000 of our most important people, women, of our Tri-County area are needed to serve as volunteers in the United Foundation Torch Drive. Contact your club, PTA, or church group president, or call Woodward 5-7100 for information on how you can help. This announcement presented as another service to the community by WJBK Radio 15.
Jackie Wilson time. Oh, shake it up, baby.
Come on and shake the wine. Come on and drive the wine. Get out and on the floor. Shake it up, shake it up, baby. Get so high.
Shake, shake, shake.
Come on, baby.
Shake, shake.
Drive me crazy.
Shake, shake, shake.
Turn around now. When you begin to move,
shake, shake.
To put me in a dancing groove,
shake, shake.
I want to jump and shout.
Swinging sound went all the way up to number 35 this week. It's called Shake, Shake, Shake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The rugged cattle trail from the southern tip of Texas to Abilene is a trail to adventure.
And that's where you'll find us.
Eric Fleming.
And Clint Eastwood. Friday nights on Rawhide.
When it's time to saddle up for Western action.
This is Wishbone, best darn cook on the cattle trail. Advising you folks with an appetite for adventure, you'll find hearty Western fare on the trail to Abilene. Yep, adventure's always in your view and menu. Fridays with Rawhide.
And you see Rawhide on Channel 2 television.
Yes, well, I think television guys are great, but you know what they say.
It pays to listen. It pays always to listen.
How?
To WJBK Radio 15.
Well, let's break some of that fun stuff now.
Try the most unusual refreshment in the world. Get the fun one, the deliciously different one. Get Burners for Baba Boom.
Baba Boom
is the pleasure you get from play.
Baba Boom,
the glass of Burners that brightens your day.
Baba Boom,
guaranteed to put the blues on the run.
Baba Boom, 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 means fun, fun, fun. Get the fun one.
Get Burners,
the deliciously different one. Get Burners
for Baba Boom.
Baba Boom.
It's the tingle that's bubbly good.
Baba Boom.
The Burner's flavor that's aged in wood.
Baba Boom.
For the feeling that a party's begun.
Baba Boom, boom, boom means fun, fun, fun. Get the fun one.
Get Burners.
The deliciously different one. Get Burners.
For Baba Boom, Burners.
All right, crank up that mill there, lover. Let's go.
Swingers. Yeah, she's gone. What? She's gone.
These are the rip cards.
Yeah, she's gone. Baby's gone. Where did she go? I wanna know. What now they want? She's sitting on the bar. Making me cry. I wonder why.
That's the sound of the rip cord. It's called She's Gone. And man, when she cranks up that mill, she really goes, doesn't she?
There's a wonderful world of softness, a wonderful world of freshness. It's the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful world of Salem cigarettes.
Salem softness freshens your taste.
Softly freshens.
Salem softness freshens your taste.
For the smoothest flavor ever, smoke Salem cigarettes.
Salem is more than just a filter cigarette. Salem gives you a modern filter plus rich tobacco taste. Smooth with menthol, softened with fresh air. Yes, Salem softness freshens your taste.
There's a wonderful world of softness, a wonderful world of freshness. It's the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful world of Salem cigarettes.
Okay, Groovy, let's bust out one more time. Radio 15 Newsline report. Alan Thayer puts it down. On the other side, it's the good sound and the Jack the Bellboy show of the Bellboy Battle for you, baby, for you. This is WJBK AM and FM, Detroit, Michigan, a service of the Star Broadcasting Company, 1500 AM with Hi-Fi FM at 93.1. At the tone, National Bureau of Standards time will be 9 o'clock.
WJBK Headline News.
This is Alan Thayer reporting on the Radio 15 Newsline. A British government spokesman has confirmed news reports that an important Soviet spy has defected to the West and is now under guard in Britain. The spokesman would not name the Russian nor say when he defected, but he confirmed that the Soviet agent has been in the United States for Central Intelligence Agency questioning. He is now in Britain for interrogation there. Four low-flying jet fighters firing machine guns and rockets hit a control bunker on a practice range at the Eglin Air Force Base in Florida, killing two men and wounding at least 13. A spokesman at the base says 50 caliber machine guns and rockets were being used in the drill. He says for reasons presently unknown, some of this ammunition entered the bunker. The Public Health Service has issued a warning against using cracked or unclean eggs that have not been thoroughly cooked. It said there is a current outbreak of an intestinal infection called Salmonella Derby, which has hit almost 800 persons since March in 25 states and the District of Columbia. Michigan is not among the states reporting any cases. The impact of the nation's racial crisis was felt today in such diverse places as Chicago's Loop, the White House, a construction city job in New York City, a courtroom in North Carolina, and in the streets of Savannah, Georgia. In Cambridge, Maryland, a clash between whites and integrationists bent on desegregating a restaurant has prompted Governor J. Millard Taws to alert 400 National Guardsmen. National Guard units were previously stationed in Cambridge for 25 days, but were withdrawn just last weekend. On Capitol Hill, Congressman Rogers Morton of Maryland said the tempers of both whites and Negroes would subside if news media would stop covering racial disturbances in Cambridge. In Chicago, 600 Negroes and whites picketed City Hall demanding a meeting with Mayor Richard Daley. They left after the mayor agreed to meet with leaders of the group. At the White House, President Kennedy urged 72 of the country's leading business executives to use their influence to open the door for greater job opportunities for Negroes. In New York City, 6 civil rights demonstrators were arrested after they refused to leave a construction site. In Durham, North Carolina, a federal judge has ordered the local school board to allow Negro students in elementary and junior high the right to attend any school they choose. In Danville, Virginia, 24 Negroes were jailed after an anti-segregation march. And in Savannah, Georgia, state troopers are on duty after tear gas and fire hoses were used early today to disperse 2,000 Negro demonstrators. The chief of the District of Columbia Metropolitan Police Force, Robert Murray, told Radio 15 News in the Capitol that the planned integration march on August 28th will be peaceful.
We've had a meeting with the high officials of our department and representatives of various groups who are planning the march to Washington on August 28th. We have assured them that we will work along and cooperate on any peaceful march that they have in mind. And I might mention that every demonstration, every march that we've had here in Washington since the Bonus Army riots in 1932 have all been peaceful demonstrations. And we will cooperate with all the groups to make this one a peaceful demonstration.
Robert Murray, Chief of the Metropolitan Police Force of Washington, D.C. Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m., that's the scheduled time for 600 persons to begin picketing Detroit police headquarters. Three Negro organizations announced today that they plan the picketing to protest the fatal shooting last Friday of Cynthia Scott by a Detroit patrolman, Theodore Speicher. The woman had been convicted several times. She was shot after she slashed at the patrolman with a knife, and then when Speicher tried to arrest her, she ran. The picketing groups involved are the Detroit Council for Human Rights, the Group on Advanced Leadership, and the Detroit chapter of UHURU, or Freedom. The president of General Motors Corporation, John Gordon, today was elected president of the Automobile Manufacturers Association, the AMA. Gordon succeeds Henry Ford II, who has just finished serving a 2-year term. Tonight is the night 2nd Lieutenant Frederick Ballard of Kalamazoo is scheduled to be court-martialed for allegedly being absent without leave from the 46th Infantry's summer camp at Grayling, Michigan. The division commander ordered the trial today. It's believed to be the first court-martial since the 46th became the Michigan National Guard Division 17 years ago. That's the news of the hour. Detroit's Jack the Bellboy, Terry Knight, with the tops of music, and tonight's Bellboy heavyweight fight of the night follows the area weather forecast. Fair and mild tonight with a low near 60. Friday, mostly sunny and continued warm. Friday night, fair with little change of temperature. We'll have a high tomorrow around 85 and a low tomorrow night of 62. Present winds are out of the south-southeast at 6 miles per hour. The humidity 39% and the temperature in Detroit 76 degrees. That's the news, portions recorded. Next Radio 15 report at 10 o'clock on WJBK AM and FM in Detroit.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the world famous Jack the Bellboy
contenders to battle for the Bellboy Champ of the Night. Round one.
Sound of contender number one here in the Bellboy Battle. The fight is now going on, and I want you to call WJBK and give us your choice of contenders one, two, or three. Contender number one you just heard, it's called Come On and Stop. The number to call is 3374-04.
Round two.
The sound of contender number two. It's called The Girl I Lost in the Rain. The number to call, if that's your choice, is 3374-04. Give us a call, like right now, as we move into
round three.
I have climbed to the top
right, that's contender number three, the third and final contender you're voting on tonight in the Bellboy Battle. And the number to call is Trinity 37404. Trinity 37404. If you want contender number one, two, or three, these are the three contenders now you're voting on. Number one was Come On and Stop. Number two, The Girl I Lost in the Rain. And number three, Anything for You. Give us a call at JBK.
Yes, sir. Say, Pfeiffer. Now treat yourself to the luxury beer at a popular price. It really tastes great. Pfeiffer Beer.
WJBK Radio. Oh,
oh, oh. Oh, yeah. WJBK, and you're listening right now to the Bellboy Battle. I want you to give us a call. Radio 15.
Has it happened to you yet? Has it happened that your day says, smoke light, smoke light? Has it happened? Has your inner voice said, smoke light, smoke light?
Has it happened that you long for a lighter-tasting, more desirable cigarette?
Is there such a cigarette? Desirable cigarette?
There is such a cigarette. Spring. Most desirable cigarette for you to smoke. Desirable. Spring's longer filter to lighten the smoke, smooth the taste. Desirable. Spring's lighter tobaccos. Of every six tobacco leaves, only one is light enough. Lightest menthol, too.
Has it happened to you yet? Do you long for a more desirable cigarette? Smoke Spring, Spring cigarettes.
Lighter taste proves Spring, most desirable cigarette for you to smoke.
Smoke Spring, smoke Spring, smoke
Spring cigarettes.
Here's the WJBK weather report for the wonderful Great Lakes.
WJBK Radio, AM and FM in Detroit, presents the Area Weathercast. Temperature 74 degrees, the wind south-southwest at 6 miles, humidity 42% outside, fair and mild tonight with a low near 60, 74 degrees. 9:15 is the time on the Terry Knight Show. Jack the Bellboy here till 1 a.m. this coming morning. Want you to stick around for the sounds. Want you to vote on the three contenders. Number one, Come On and Stop. Number two, The Girl I Lost in the Rain. Number three, Anything for You. The number to call is Trinity 37404.
Girls,
yes.
Won't you gather round?
What am I saying? Yes. She said girls, and I asked
her.
I must be sick.
Oh, don't you know it's getting rough?